Chazal had a tremendous sensitivity for what we would refer to today as conflicting interests in business. A great example is in our daf, on daf Tzadi Ches, in a case of where a woman is selling land from her husband's estate for a ksuba. In such an instance, she might, if she sells it to herself, have a conflicted interest if she buys it herself, because she might appropriate the land as a lower value. And Chazal used the expression, man shom laich, who set the price for you? In other words, in an instance where there is an individual who sells and buys for themselves, even if they seem to be selling on behalf of someone else, nevertheless, it could be that they're going to lower the price for themselves. And this applies itself in a few places in Shulchan Aruch. For example, the Tur in Simin Kuf Pehe quotes a Rashba that a shliach cannot sell himself. In other words, if Reuven sends Shimon to be a shliach to sell something, Shimon cannot buy it for himself. And the explanation that the Rishonim there give is a conceptual explanation. And that is that Shimon is an extension of Reuven. So he is a mocher. He cannot serve. In other words, there is a conceptual explanation. A shliach is the mocher, and a mocher cannot serve as a koneh. So once he becomes Reuven, Shimon cannot buy it himself. So that would be a conceptual explanation for that problem. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Pei Hei Beis, we have the Psak, Ein HaShliach Yochol Liknos La'atzmo, even the amount of money that the Mishaleach had allowed for him. So a very clear boundary of conflicting interests. Similarly, the Tur in Kuf Ayin Hei says that if Shimon is a Shliach, even if Shimon stands on the border of Reuven. In other words, Reuven is selling land, and he makes Shimon, his shliach, to sell it. Even though the halacha says that those who are on the borders of that land, there is a din of bar metzra, based on Vasisa Yoshev Atov in the Gemara in Bava Basra, in the first perek. Nevertheless, the halacha is that Shimon is not entitled to buy it, and the Mefarshim explain because the Sma in Sifkatan Chavav explains that he is considered a chashud. We are afraid that Shimon is going to lower the price for himself, and in such an instance, then there is another conflict of interest. The Mefarshim point out that the nafkamina between these two explanations would be if Reuven had already approved a certain price. According to the explanation of chshad, so then in such a case there is no chshad. It's been publicized, the price that he wants to sell it. However, if the price was not publicized, then you would have a problem of chshad. But whether it's publicized or not, if a shliach fundamentally, conceptually, cannot become a kone because of shlucho shon kamoso of Reuven, then in such a case, like the Rashba seems to say in that tour, in the first tour we mentioned Simikuf Pehe, then in such a case the kinyan would not be chal at all. Another potential nafkamina would be that there are some who argue that if the concern is only chshad, then it would be an issur l'chatchila, but b'di'eved the mechira would be chal. Halacha l'maisa, this comes up in regards to a realtor, in regards to what's called here in Eretz Yisrael, a mitavach. If you have a realtor who has been assigned by an individual to sell an apartment, that realtor would not be able to buy that apartment for two reasons. Number one, we have the reason of the chshad that we have in Simin Kuf Ayin Hey, especially where there isn't a fixed price beforehand, unless the seller has made a fixed price. And also, we have the reason in Kuf Pei Hei, the Torah quoting the Rashba, that Ein Adam Makne La'atzmo, and the realtor would be considered a shliach. Rav Zilberstein in the Chashuchei Chemed quotes that Reb Chaim, his brother-in-law, Zatzal, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, pointed out that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned is Eino Yochol Liknos La'atzmo, and that seems to indicate that the realtor would not be able to sell at all. This is a fascinating application of today's daf.